K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Ricky?
Ricky, you are caller 20.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
Let's go.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. This happened near our radio station. This morning, a guy pulled up to a neighborhood with his music too loud, and a neighbor came out and said, hey, would you mind turning the music down? And he pulled a gun on him. It was a shootout. Good times. What's up with Florida? Sex in a porta potty. That's all you need to know. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. We have tickets for you to see Bad Omens March 26th at the Forum. And we will continue to qualify you to see Somber at Ready. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What made you think that it was cool to say that?
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Remember Sunday in the L.A. Marathon when that newscaster sounded like she was having sex at the end of the race?
Whoa!
Nathan Martin! Nathan!
Whoa!
Nathan Martin!
Nathan! Whoa! Oh, my gosh!
That's more chances for you today to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England. Your next chance is coming up just after 20 minutes from right now.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
All happening out here in the Mid-Cities area. That's what we're showing it.
I don't want to say that's right where K-Rock is, the radio station, but it is.
Shortly after 7 a.m., one of the neighbors here playing loud music.
We found out later the neighbor that was playing loud music in his car.
Another neighbor said, hey, can you turn it down?
What a weird time of day, 7 a.m., to be, hey, can you turn it down?
The first neighbor pulled out a gun. That prompted the 911 call.
Music too loud. Hey, can you turn it down? Pulls gun.
Officers from LAPD out here arrived quickly. That's all going to be Wilshire Division. When they arrived, that person with a gun, apparently still out in the street.
In general, if you have a gun and you're shooting at people, go ahead and stand right in the middle of the street for the police to show up.
Brandage that weapon, and shots were fired.
All right, just after 7 a.m. shootout.
That's where the officer-involved shooting happened. Now, as we understand it, after those shots were fired, that suspect ran back inside the apartment.
So the guy wasn't injured bad enough that he couldn't run back inside his apartment.
There was a short standoff out there, but then eventually that person came back outside and now is in custody. As we understand it, no injuries to anybody.
I'm sorry, there was a guy standing in the middle of the street having a shootout with police? And no one was injured?
We're still working to clear that all up. You can see this is a large crime scene. They're actually going to have to get detectives out here, and they're going to start an investigation of use of force.
Thank God there was a lot of bad shooting today. No one hit anything. The Reading Festival is one of the biggest music festivals in the world, and we're going to send you to it to see Somber, along with everyone else, your chance to qualify in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. Nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do Linkin Park instead. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Mike,
you're caller 20.
Yes.
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
Dude, are you serious? That's awesome.
This man from Indian River County is accused of escaping jail to go have sex in a porta potty.
Yeah, this story is all kinds of wrong. What's up with Florida's next on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
This man from Indian River County is accused of escaping jail to go have sex in a porta potty.
All right, that's already a lot of information, and it ends with having sex in a porta potty. I can't imagine a worse place to have sex.
And how it played out is even more bizarre. Indian River County Sheriff's Office, they say that they were holding a barbecue of some sort on March 4th.
So the sheriff is having a charity fundraising barbecue and allows some of the prisoners to come out to his house and work it, but tells them, do not leave this little area in the lawn or I will charge you with trying to escape.
This man, Hartley Sanchez, was outside on the line giving out food.
What could go wrong?
They say he eventually snuck away from that line.
All right, where did he go?
Video footage later revealed that apparently he met up with two women.
How does jail boy get two women?
Video, they say, shows him talking to these women. At one point, he walks away with one of them, checks his surroundings.
All right, so he goes with one of the women, and they look around and make sure nobody's watching.
Into that porta potty.
Oh, come on!
Now, he later admitted, according to the sheriff's office, that he had sex with that woman in the porta potty.
Yeah, the sheriff said, hey, where you been? And the guy immediately responded with having sex with a woman in the porta potty.
She was apparently a former inmate at the jail.
This is the worst plan for sex ever.
He is now charged with trying to escape. He was in jail originally on drug charges, so it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. But definitely a bizarre story, a lot of questions into how this was even able to happen at the jail.
Yeah, it didn't happen at the jail. We started with that. Pay attention. The real question is, why would anyone on purpose have sex in a porta potty? If you've done that, I need to talk to you at 800-520-1067. Call now. Only if you've had sex in a porta potty. Sex in a porta potty. Well, now we're from right now, we have our new music feature, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Somber at Reading Festival coming up in about a half hour on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We just did What's Up with Florida about a half hour ago, and the story was a Florida inmate's sexy porta potty break at jail barbecue lands him a new felony charge. Here's the headline.
This man from Indian River County is accused of escaping jail to go have sex in a porta potty.
So then we talked about that story, but then I threw out a joke. Hey, call if you've had sex in a porta potty. And apparently, it's not a joke to everybody. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a porta potty sex story if you guys want to hear it.
I was sort of joking. You had sex in a porta potty?
I did not. My two best friends did at Preakness in Baltimore, Maryland, like the horse race, part of Triple Crown.
They had sex at the Preakness, one of the Triple Crown races for horses?
It's my best two best friends and then a girl that they met there that we nicknamed Porta Potty Holly. And they both went in like one at a time. And then my buddy.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Out and the door was broken. One was like, hold the door. It was a really gross story, but I was there to witness it. And they're probably not the only ones at the Preakness. The infield is like all day drinking. Kitty pool, cool beer. Yeah, just like a big frat party to get out of control.
Yeah, it does sound like it's a good time to drink heavily.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun time. You can look up videos of it and stuff. It's just debauchery. But, I can confirm.
Can we look up videos of Porta Potty Holly?
No. You can find videos of Preakness debauchery, people running on top of the porta potties and getting cans thrown at them, beer cans, and then getting knocked off. The porta potties are kind of a big part of the debauchery, I guess, but it's the only thing that's there.
If porta potties are the only thing there for debauchery, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, we were Facebook friends with her for a while. I probably still am, but her name's not really Holly, so I don't know. She's out there living with that shame somewhere. And oh, man.
Everybody has lows in their life, but that's exceptional.
Yeah, who knows?
All right, man. Thank you for calling. TikTokers found this song from Weezer from 2014 with Bethany Cosentino. It's called Go Away, and it's popular again on TikTok. And the band put it out again as well. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle, you're caller 20.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
You are on the standby boarding list to see Somber at Reading Festival.
Oh, that's so exciting. I haven't been there before.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way.
Stop number 9. Climb around the Abbey ruins. Pretend you're a ghost from the 1400s. While hunting the Thames Riverwalk and looking for the nearest pub. When you see Somber at Reading Festival in
Hi, it's Megan Holliday for DTLA Law Group Accident and Injury Attorneys.
K-R-L-Q.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Leaky Lee from Sweden is back with a song called Lucky Again. It's her new single from the upcoming album, The After Party, that is out May 8th. This is Leaky Lee with Lucky Again. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Leaky Lee from Sweden with Lucky Again, the new single from her upcoming album, The After Party, that is out May 8th. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It is really hard to pick a favorite Foo Fighters song, but that's up there for me in the top 10, maybe. We have tickets coming up for you in the 5 o'clock hour to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th. That's in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival coming up in less than a half hour on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. There is something in London that is called stack dating. I don't know if you've heard this, but stack dating is when you schedule multiple short one-hour meetings in one day to maximize efficiency. So you'll set up three dates, but they're only for 45 minutes to an hour. And then you say goodbye and you go meet somebody else. Then you say goodbye and go meet somebody else. It's designed to save time and meet more potential partners in a fast-paced environment, is what they say in London. I don't feel like that would work for me. I don't know if you feel like that would work for you or not, but it does go on to say an hour is generous if someone isn't feeling it. I'll usually bail after 30 to 45 minutes if I know in the first 15 that we aren't a match. Don't want to run away so fast that their feelings are hurt, but I certainly am not going to drag it on for hours. So the question today is, what was it that cut a date short? And also, who had the shortest date? The shortest amount of time from when you show up to when you leave, that's what we're looking for at 800-520-1067. What was it that cut the date short? In your mind, even if it didn't happen in reality, in your mind you thought, I'm out. I'm out. Maybe you didn't have the guts to do it, or you didn't want to hurt someone's feelings or whatever, but what was it that cut the date short? That's the question. 800-520-1067. The most entertaining call will get tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th. What was it that cut a date short? 800-520-1067. It's a world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. You can see Somber, this artist, at Reading Festival. Qualify for that trip in 10 minutes on K-Rock. Hold it. Nope. Nope, gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's try this one. I think it's what Jesus would want. Okay, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon, you're caller 20.
All right.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
All right, I'm so excited.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We were talking about stack dating, which is a thing that's based in London. And it's basically you don't have to spend so much time with somebody. You schedule like three dates in the same day that are 45 minutes-ish, so that you can kind of feel out whether you want to date that person or not. And the question today at 800-520-1067 is, what was it that cut the date short? You had a date that you thought might go longer, but something happened, and either you left in reality or in your mind you checked out because of what?
His height, unfortunately. He was really sweet, really nice, but I'm already 5'3", so he was like a good 6 inches shorter than I was.
Oh, he was 6 inches shorter than you were.
Yeah. So I just couldn't do it. He was like so sweet, and he was so nice, but the whole time all I wanted to do was sit down, so we were kind of eye level.
That hurts. That hurts, and it hurts more that he was nice and kind and good.
Because he was so awesome, but it just like it threw off the vibe because it was just like I couldn't. It was like hanging out with a little brother.
I gotcha. K-Rock, hello.
Well, I was on a date on the internet, and basically it was on Bumble, and we went to a place down by the beach, and we were supposed to meet, and I could not find her for the life of me.
So you never saw her?
No, I ended up seeing her, but she used all the filters and she used all this stuff, and she made herself look so good on the internet.
Because of false advertising. I assume everyone has some kind of false advertising, no?
Yeah, but this was pretty major.
All right, I gotcha. Got this text from 323. One guy smelled musty and was in sweatpants. We just got coffee, and he got my order wrong. My order is very simple, too. It was just coffee with milk. And he forgot the milk. Made it seem like he didn't pay attention to what I was saying. The whole date he spent talking about himself, not asking any questions about me. I was really bored. And after an hour, I made an excuse that I had to go grocery shopping. It wasn't a great excuse, but I had to get out of there. Later that night, I sent him a very polite rejection text, and he had the nerve to ask me if I was into just strictly hooking up instead. Taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067. What was it that cut a date short? What was it, even in your mind, if in reality you left early, in your mind you left early, you checked out because of, what was it that cut a date short? 800-520-1067. We are talking about the opposite of let's make this last forever. What cut a date short? From the 818, his teeth were messed up. Now I make sure to check smiling pictures and pass anyone that doesn't have at least one smiling picture. 800-520-1067. What cut a date short? Got another chance for you to see Somber at the Reading Festival. You can qualify for that in 25 minutes on the world famous K-Rock. Talking about things that cut a date short. What do you got?
It was a knockout chick, but it was a height difference.
What was the height difference?
4 inches.
Which way? Was she taller than you or shorter?
She was 6'1". I'm 5'9". She was 6'1".
What? Was she cool?
Dude, she was a knockout. She was cool. But, like, in the end, she's like, oh, you're too short. I said, whoa, hold on. I go, I'm 5'9", so let's not talk about the 5. Let's talk about the 9.
Nice try. Thank you for calling. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin, I got a date that cut short.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I went on a date with a girl back in, I think it was 2012, 2013. She had told me that, like, 20 minutes into our date that she had to go somewhere. So I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. Emergency, whatever.
Oh, so she had an excuse why she needed to leave immediately.
I go to a bar, and then I find her at the bar with some other girl. So I decided, all right, you know what? I'm going to play it smooth. So I snuck up on her, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And she turned around and saw me. She's like, oh, you're here.
I thought you were on a date with me.
And I was like, huh, can I get my money back now?
Ghosted after 15 minutes. Alfred, you are our winner. You win tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Yep. Congratulations.
Woo!
See,
Kevin, you have no idea how I got to leave early. I got to leave work early today because the power cut out, and I went to go make a quick like $100 on DoorDash, and now you're telling me this?
Yes, sir.
Wow, man, I love you, Kevin.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show. It is the world famous K-Rock. You got one more chance today to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival, and it's coming up in less than 10 minutes right here on K-Rock.